With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The United Nations says more than half a million people in Gaza are starving. Israel's bombardment and siege on the territory, coming in response to the Hamas terrorist attack October 7th, is now into its 11th week. Author Daniel Gordis notes that while some Arab nations have established ties with Israel, not the Palestinians.
There's something about the Palestinian people that I believe, and I think increasing numbers of Israelis believe, has nothing to do with independence, nothing to do with a desire for a Palestinian state, and everything to do with the slaughtering of Jews.
And with the Israel-Hamas war still raging, one American businessman has just returned from the Holy Land, marveling at the strength and resilience of Israelis he met there. Clem Boyd, an executive with Infinity Concepts, that's a Christian public relations agency based in Pittsburgh, told the Jerusalem news site AllIsrael.com that Israelis have great faith in their future.
There's fortitude and resilience. They have hope. We visited Rambam Hospital. They've built three floors underground so they can care for patients. The president of the hospital, he showed us a video before we wrapped up our tour, and it was their game plan for advancing the hospital to even greater things in the year 2065. Talk about your hope. That was amazing.
Boyd adds his group traveled to many war-torn communities in Israel and found the same spirit of optimism and resolve among men and women still grappling with the results of the Hamas terrorist attack on October 7th. The holiday rush, travel rush, hit its peak on Friday.
Millions of us are on the road or in the air traveling for the holidays. U.S. airlines say they got this. They indicate they can handle the holiday crowds after hiring thousands of pilots, flight attendants, and other workers. They're trying not to have a repeat of last Christmas season when a Southwest Airlines debacle stranded more than 2 million people.
This is SRN News. Religious freedom advocates send a message to the Biden administration. We get more on that from correspondent Michael Harrington.
They want the State Department to put Nigeria on its list of countries of particular concern over the ongoing persecution of Christians. Two Muslim terror groups are active in Nigeria, and they have murdered thousands of Christians over the past decade and driven even more from their homes in the northern part of the country. The advocates say the Nigerian government isn't taking the problem seriously, and the U.S. needs to send a message. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Methodist churches have a 5-year window to leave the denomination over disputes involving gay marriage and LGBT ordination. That window closes December 31st, but the results are in. One quarter of all UMC congregations in the U.S. have received permission to leave. That's more than 5,000 this year, more than 7,000 since the year 2019. This is SRN News. Shots ring out inside a Richmond, Virginia hospital.
It happened early Friday morning. Police say the 27-year-old suspect went to the hospital on his own for a mental health evaluation. Something happened, and they say he pulled a gun and started shooting. One person suffers serious but non-life-threatening injuries. An off-duty police officer fired at the gunman, who was not hit. After that, police say the man surrendered. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Supreme Court says it will not immediately take up a plea by special counsel Jack Smith to rule on whether former President Trump can be prosecuted for his actions to challenge the 2020 election results. The court revealed its decision on Friday. It will now be decided by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit, which has signaled it will act quickly to decide the case. Special counsel Jack Smith had cautioned that even a rapid appellate decision might not get to the court in time for review. More details at srnnews.com.